My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
You keep me in a bad place.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
I think it's going pretty well.
I do too.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Yeah. Now, get ready to get dirty. What, you're still watching? I told you to get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, when a pleasure craft ceases being a pleasure, some owners just abandon it.
So it just sits in the water. I mean, it rusts. Fuels can leach.
Derelict boats are safety and environmental hazards, and they're just plain ugly. And when they're submerged...
I believe the band just kicked me right in the head.
Hauling them out is a dirty job.
Freaking mess.
And later,
people have a lousy mattress, they don't want it, they just dump it.
Mm-hmm. You've heard the fairy tale about the princess and the pea. Well, if that princess had been sleeping on a stack of these mattresses, she'd be worried about a different kind of pea.
What's that smell?
A cat urine, dog urine.
And a few other things.
Possibly bed bugs.
A bloody nose. Is that like mold?
We do get some pretty odd stuff sometimes.
What the heck happened here? Oh, God. I've come to Miami to have some fun with boats, and so far, so good. Right now, I'm in this boat. This boat is taking me over to that boat. That boat's actually a barge. Then I'm going to take the barge into the dock and put a big bucket on the barge. Then we take the barge and the bucket out there somewhere to find another boat. The boat we're looking for is not on the water. It's under the water. How it got there is another story altogether. But when we find it, we're going to haul it up, smash it into little pieces, and take that boat and put it on the bucket on that barge. After that, it'll be dark. Sound like fun? This looks like a fairly serious device. You look like a fairly serious guy. Mike.
Bill, nice to meet you, Mike.
Bill, pleasure to meet you. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at our demo machine. This rig's done about 1,200 derelicts.
The job is, then that's always encouraging. What's that signify? That's just sort of the, good news mascot?
Imposing death is what it is.
You say derelicts, of course. That's just referring to boats that have sunk up
abandoned
and down.
Boats.
Right. Why do people abandon their boats?
Uninsured boats. People are behind in the note on the boats. They want to dispose of them for insurance purposes. Or they don't have the money to dispose of them properly. So they take them and they sink them or hide them into trees and grind off the FL, the indicators on them, and... say it's not theirs anymore.
What is your business called? I'm assuming.
Blue Water Marine Services. We're Towboat U.S. South Dade out of Homestead, Florida, down south, just above Key Largo. We go as far as Key West up to the middle of the state, recovering derelicts or commercial diving operations, stuff
right.
like that.
All right, and if all goes as planned, we ought to be able to get this thing done?
Hour and a half. We do 5 to 10 a day. The most we've done is 14. I don't expect we're going to do that many today.
Let me tell you something, Bill. The only thing on this show that takes an hour and a half is 7 hours.
Right. We're going to put the boat here and actually demo it on the deck. That's the bilge queen, little mascot. Don't know why it's here, but it's...
What goes on out here, man? This guy with the dumpster, is he with you, or is that a separate company?
That's Jay from Trash Masters. He's going to be putting that 30 on here.
So how far are we to the derelict?
That's it. There's a little creek that goes into the trees. And we've got Durham that's following us in the back there. That's right. Department of Environmental Resource Management. They want to make sure we don't break a branch, tear any grass, that the area is left in better condition than when we got there.
Well, that makes it exciting.
Yes. And then we have law enforcement, FWC, who's on scene.
What does that stand for?
Florida Wildlife.
Wildlife. Okay.
Probably arrest us if Durham tells us that we broke the grass.
You need to pull a boat essentially out of the silt off the bottom of this
waterway. Inside the mangroves, endangered trees, endangered grass.
You're surrounded by protected grass and endangered trees.
Correct.
So the tree police are here.
Tree police are here.
To arrest you if the Durham people tell you that the grass was somehow harmed.
FWC is also here to ensure that...
Dude, you're screwed.
We are. They're also here to ensure that boat is the correct boat we're picking up. That's on their list. That's what they're actually here for. But now you've got to be extremely careful. You can't break anything in there. They've got to find the owners to the boat, or they attempt to find the owners to the boat. If they find the owners, they give them 30 days to remove it.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't remove them. And then there's got to be grant money. The city or the county goes to the state for money, and then the state goes to the federal government for money. When a boat goes derelict, about 2 to 3 years before it gets pulled out.
So it just sits in the water. I mean, it rusts. Fuels can leach. Amazing that they have to wait that long before you can just come out and clean it up.
Yeah. By the time we finish one spot, by the time we get back, there's more boats.
All right, there's a nasty rumor going around that we're actually ready to shoot. This is the boat that's going to take me and Kevin here and Ryan, who's driving, and Carlos.
Yeah, it looks like a little mangrove channel back in here. Basically, we're just going to rig up some airbags, fill them up. They get air in them. The boat pops up.
So there's the star of the show. Okay, I get it. So it's not really down there.
It's just it's not down there.
Watch yourself. It's got a...
This whole thing's going to be
and all kinds
of
shit.
Slippery than it can be. Oh.
That's kind of nice, huh, Carlos?
I'm not the first one in the water.
I was expecting something a lot warmer, to be honest with you.
You want your gloves?
No.
Nope.
Gloves are for girls.
That's what I like to hear.
I don't know what this is tied to, but I'm just going to tie it to the rope. It feels pretty...
That's fine.
It feels pretty strong.
Now we got to get this boom. Kurt's coming this way, so we got to do a big horseshoe right here around it.
Right. The boom. Is that the yellow thing?
This is the yellow thing.
Yeah, that's the boom.
The boom will contain any fuel or debris that might come out of the boat when it's moved to keep it from contaminating the water.
You know, I don't know what the heck I'm doing with this thing, right?
All right.
Yeah, kind of over to the other side of the creek.
Yes.
I thought we were just wrapping the boat.
The current's coming this way, so anything that floats up, oil or fuel or anything, because the boat's been sitting for
I don't know how long.
I
wonder how deep this is.
Out like that.
Hey, am I allowed to touch the tree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just tie off to as far as you can, kind of back to the south there.
Now we got to do the same thing on the other side with the other end. Okay, there's two rudder shafts in the back of this boat.
Yeah.
They're probably, when you feel down the back of the boat, probably a foot or so that way. And we got to get some chains around them on each one, and we're going to put bags. But first step is to get to the shafts. Ready?
Mm.
There, Mike. But I can't see it. Shafts. I found you.
What'd you come up with?
I smashed my head into the barnacles a few times.
Well, any progress?
I'm just digging around in the mud. What do you suppose he's doing down there?
Just looking to make sure the rudders are actually there.
Still coming.
There's no rudder. Is that right?
I don't see him.
Well, we got chinked on that one.
I didn't see him either.
These straps are what the lift bags will be attached to. They'll raise the boat. Kevin joined me in the water.
Yeah, throw me a line on there so we can saw it back and forth through.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he wants the pin. He wants air. He's three words. Sounds like...
He's reaching for the pin.
Sounds like luck.
Watch out.
I believe the man just kicked me right in the head.
What happened?
What happened? A strange dude with a funny face kicked me in the head. Then we played charades. I gave him a pin.
All right, you need to go back down and tighten it off.
And what? It's hard to understand you when you're drowning.
Well?
Piece of cake.
With the straps in place, we connected the hoses from the compressor to the lift bags.
All right.
Fired up.
We got one more thing to do before we pump the boat out. Where those exhaust ports are,
this has
to be stuffed in each one.
Man, I don't know.
You got an exhaust hole over here, and you got an exhaust hole over here.
Up on the surface is what killed it.
Oh.
They're splashing in the kiddie pool. Oh, there pops up the...
I can't see anything. Can't feel anything. Can't that put the thing in a hole? Don't know where the hole is.
If you can't find the hole, you got bigger problems than me, Mike.
I don't see a noodle.
Oh, man, come on.
Are you faking?
All right.
Shoved it up the bow tube.
Coming up, turning a piece of crap into a floater, then dumping it.
Smells good, don't it? I never really knew a boat could smell so bad.
And later,
new mattress, 90 pounds. 10 years later, 110 pounds. What's that extra 20 pounds?
Probably dead skin.
You have another pair of gloves, by any chance?
You get more from an old mattress than a new one, and it's nothing you want.
Got a very specific stink on them, don't they? Years of farce just jammed, powered in there.
Water was being pumped out of the boat. The air compressor was filling the lift bags, and the boat gradually rose from the bottom. My job was to make sure the pump hoses were sucking properly and plugging up the rest of the holes in the hull with foam.
Remember that little boy with his hand in the dike? One in the Netherlands. Yeah, I feel like him.
The next phase, as mandated by DERM and FWC, is to remove any fish from inside the boat.
Snapper there.
Snapper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, jeez, I lost it.
See him? There's a nice one here.
Yep. Some of these are just plain dead. All right.
Are you, like, passing on to me, or are you in?
Yeah.
All right.
Give me some. Oh, he's not doing it. God, stinks. Oh, yeah, he's still alive.
We're taking care of the fish. It's part of the job. You got to get all the fish out of the boat before you drag the boat out of the mud.
Whoever said that a bad day of fishing is better than a good day at work never spent the day fishing inside a derelict boat. But like many other miserable experiences, it was for a good cause.
We're saving lives. All right.
How do we know when we're done, though?
We're done. Now we got to take these bags off and see what happens when I ask.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank God I didn't wait till 4 o'clock.
The derelict boat was finally afloat, so we started to tow it out.
How many of these are you doing a day, like when you're rolling?
10, 11.
This was especially difficult one.
Yeah, thanks.
What makes them grow like this, roots above the ground?
The mangrove tree. They grow in the water, so they got to have the roots come up so they're not completely saturated. I think we might be... Todd, I think we're hung up front. Hold on. Mike, actually stand right here now. Try it again, Todd. That'll make the stern go that way now. There you go. Good job.
Look at that, like a cat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Don't look, tree police.
We got to spin the boat around.
That's right. $500,000 finder, Sparky.
Tree! Trees! Oh, boy. Stand by.
Oh. It's gonna
roll up over the roof.
We're stuck.
We have to wait for the tide to come in.
I said, if you pull it, mud will come up.
Okay. It'll dig trenches through the mud as we pull it out.
Why is that bad?
It's damaging the environment. It's nature didn't do it, we did it. That's basically what it boils down to.
If we do it to nature, it's bad. If nature does it to us, it's okay.
Absolutely.
So what we need is a hurricane to blow us out of here.
Uh-oh. I'll see you in jail, dirtbag.
Actually, the branch that broke was from an already dead mangrove tree. No harm done.
There we go. We're out of the woods.
Yeah.
We were indeed out of the woods, literally, but there was another problem. I'd slowed things down so much that the tide had gone out, which caused us to run aground yet again.
It's been one of those days, you know? Lots of mud, lots of water, lots of waiting. Now we're waiting for the tide. We're essentially marooned 100 yards from the barge.
It took almost an hour to get unstuck, and we hadn't even had lunch yet.
Yeah, heck of a thing to starve to death 50 yards from the barge.
Given all the extra time to think and reflect, I was remembering my conversation with Bill at the start of the day.
We ought to be able to get this thing done.
Hour and a half.
How long should it take to pull this thing apart?
Minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
But you had a keyword there, should.
Yeah, you had a keyword, minutes. You didn't say 7,000 minutes. Man in charge?
Yep.
Man behind the controls?
All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to grab these straps, Mike, that are on the deck. We're going to lift it in one piece, set it up on the deck of the barge. We're going to demo it right here between us and the box.
Go ahead and grab that one end.
As in the other end?
I think that's good right there, no?
Thanks. Yeah. A lot of guys would have gone with steel toes on a day like this.
Yeah, I would have recommended it.
Right there. You're good.
Okay. Into the chain, right? Like right into the heart of it. Not around it, in it.
In it. Or no, that's, no, not in it.
That's what I'm thinking. I was testing.
Slides into it.
That's right. What do you reckon this thing weighs, Bill?
Right now it's probably 20,000.
I'll bet you half of it's mud.
Yep. In 2 weeks we're gonna break it too. I got no lift.
To help Bill lift the boat, he took some slack out of the chain.
Oh crap, she's coming apart.
She's just so rotted, she's thin, it was a cheap boat to begin with.
What's like a worst-case scenario for what we're
when
doing right now?
When you come up on one like this and you reach down and you're grabbing something, and red diesel fuel starts pouring up by the hundreds of gallons, and that's a bad scenario.
That's bad.
Yeah, then you go to plan B real quick.
Which is change your name and
get the hell out of town really quick.
Sail to Bermuda. Yeah.
Coming up.
That's a freaking mess.
Some people search for shipwrecks off the coast of Florida. I'm making one.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, crap.
Gotta stay on the board.
I'm still good, though. It didn't fall off. It
didn't fall off.
And later.
Since we know it's bed bug, we have a white suit.
You're gonna put on a hazmat suit?
Every mattress comes with a list of contents.
Imagine the depravity that went on in this thing.
It's the contents that aren't listed you need to worry about.
What happened here?
Blood.
A bloody nose? Take all your DNA, Sam, that's on here. I feel closer to you than ever. Freaking mess.
Smells good, don't it?
It smells great. I never really knew a boat could smell so bad.
And to think that once upon a time, this decrepit pile of crap was called a pleasure craft. The only pleasure it's giving me, Bill, his crew, and mine is watching it get torn to pieces.
All right.
Ugh. Just like Xbox, all right?
You know, I never really...
I haven't either.
I never really made the Xbox investment.
Yeah, you gotta run the throttle up.
This guy?
Yep, run it up. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Right there. All right, first thing you want to do, your grapple's open, you want to boom down. When they go into the pile, that's that one. There you go.
Now, this is just like the thing at the carnival where you're grabbing the...
But you never win?
Never win it.
I win every time.
You got to be a machine at that.
There you go. It's always fun to drop it from way up in the air. Uh-oh, Mike.
Oh, crap.
Got to stay on the board.
I'm still good, though.
Slide it straight over into the box. Sure you haven't done this before? Smash it straight down and it usually come off.
Hey, Jay's not here, the trash master, is he?
No.
Good, we'll paint it red. He'll never know the difference.
No.
This has been a treat. I should probably let you mop this stuff up now. We'll be here all night picking off one piece at a time.
And with that, we pulled up stakes, or spuds, as those tall vertical things on the barge are called, and headed back to the dock.
Well, all in all, I think we'd have to say that this day was a success. The mangroves were not harmed in any way. Fish were released. An abandoned boat was picked up, reduced into splinters, and jammed inside of a dumpster. And the Miami area, if you can believe it, is just a little bit cleaner than it was when we got here. That's cause for me and the Bilge Queen to celebrate. Dirty mattresses are like those wooden water tanks on the buildings in New York. They're there. You just don't see them until you start looking for them. And then once you see them, they're pretty much everywhere. That's Kim, right?
Yes, it is.
I can tell on account of the word Kim is written on your fancy.
Hey, how we doing there?
Shirt there. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What is your job exactly?
Picking up the mattresses. Generally, we go to homes that schedule. This here, DPW generally sometimes calls us in regards to abandoned waste.
What's DPW?
That's Department of Public Works.
Gotcha. Can we walk over here and look at this for just a sec? I'm wondering why, I mean, first of all, why do people just throw their mattresses in the street? Is there a theory on that?
Yes. Sometimes people feel that rather than paying for disposal, just throw them away.
People have a lousy mattress, they don't want it, they just dump it.
Exactly. And you can see these here probably have been in the garage or the backyard for maybe the last 10, 20 years.
I got this thing. I mean, I spend a lot of time every year lying on beds that aren't my own.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if I let my mind wander, I begin to think about what it is I might be lying on.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. They're possibly bed bugs, so they have it wrapped up.
Tell me about bed bugs. I read that they're like almost in every state now. They're back.
Yeah.
They mm-hmm. live in the mattress. They're small. They come out. They lay their eggs into your skin.
Exactly. And you bring them home with you.
So everything we're going to be touching today could be contaminated with...
Could be, possibly.
I read that a new mattress, say, might weigh, you know, 90 pounds.
Okay.
And the same mattress, 10 years later, might weigh, say, 110 pounds.
Okay.
Now, what's that extra 20 pounds?
Probably dead skin.
All right, this is disgusting. So we're going to cruise around. We're going to pick up some mattresses. Then where do we take them?
We take them back down to the garbage company.
Uh-huh.
And they'll recycle the mattresses.
Do you have another pair of gloves?
Yes, I do.
Could I have them?
You sure can. I think you need them for this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get that for you.
I'd be grateful. And just to belabor the point and drive it home as best I can for a moment, if a 90-pound mattress weighs 20 pounds more 10 years later, it's probably the dead skin, just so you're clear. See, the thing is, if I'm sleeping in 5, 10, maybe 15 pounds of my own dead skin...
Yes.
I mean, that's disgusting, right? But the idea that you're sleeping in somebody else's dead skin...
Yes.
That's off-putting.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's just pick him up and move on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to lay it down.
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah, we're going to use the gate? Or we're going to muscle it up there?
Oh, no, just lay it down.
Oh, that. Mm. How long you been doing this exactly, Kim?
Oh, I've been doing this about 6 to 7 years now.
Slightly used.
Yes.
Well, the truth is with these, the ones that look the worst might not necessarily be the worst.
You're right about that.
You don't really know.
What they say, looks are deceiving?
You're not kidding. Now, this truck is dedicated to mattress pickup, transport?
Just about. Actually, this particular truck, we might pick up televisions, electronic equipment, computers.
Uh-huh. Right.
We're just going to grab these and take them on in.
San Francisco Recycling and Disposal collects about 375 pee-stained and lice-filled mattresses every week from the San Francisco area. It's a dirty job.
What's that smell?
It could be cat urine, dog urine, some other things I'd rather not talk about.
This is one of the few shows on the TV, Kim, where you can pretty much talk about whatever you want. You want to talk about urine from many species, you go ahead. Coming up, should I really beware of the dog? What kind of dog is it?
Pit bulls,
good.
Turns out the hazards of mattress collecting aren't always in the mattresses.
Oh, I see what you mean. Beware of the dog. Beware.
And later.
This is it. Mattress heaven.
I was going to go more with the purgatory.
Out here, though you may feel like dropping off, there's no lying down on the job.
Bed bugs with no suit. Sleep tight. So they're all stuffed with the same stuff? Hey, you must have seen so many different mattresses.
Yes. You know what amazes me is the different sizes. You know, you got your singles, doubles,
sure,
queens, and kings, and your California kings.
Yeah. What kind you got?
I have a California king.
You like to move around.
Yeah, I like to move
you
around.
You like some room.
I like my side of the bed. My wife has her side of the bed.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's it. And nobody in between.
Hey, man. A fella can dream.
Watch out, man.
Where's next stop?
Oh, pretty close, just about 2 blocks away. Now, according to the list, this one here may have a mattress with bed bugs. If it does, they should have it wrapped up and...
Like with, that?
Yeah. And it should be a note on it. There we go.
Well, first of all, how do they know they got bed bugs in it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if the... See, I never had bed bugs. So
good.
I don't know if they're just kind of just jumping off the bed. I tell you this, when people say they have bed bugs, it creates an image in your mind, and all of a sudden you start to itch.
I'm itching all over right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So since we know it's bed bugs, we have a white suit.
You're going to put on a hazmat suit?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll do, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Here, you want to drive me crazy? Here, grab it. Here, do this. It's a bed bug call.
Okay.
We'll get him.
Okay.
All right.
Felt like I'm back at my old job doing asbestos.
Hey, you got all the plum gigs.
Yes, I tell you, man.
Asbestos, bed bugs. What's mm-hmm. next? Going to clean up a reactor?
No, I hit it bad for you.
A bad night's sleep.
I can grab this one.
Yeah, I'll get the contaminated one over here.
Okay. I don't want anybody to get the impression I'm letting you do all the work.
No, don't worry. Nobody watches this show.
Now, what I do like about these, they have the handles.
You can't pick up a king with no handles.
You might pick it up, but it's like wrestling with a fat woman.
Have you ever done that?
Wrestle with a fat woman?
Yeah.
No.
You should try. It's a lot like riding a moped. It's fun until somebody sees you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we're not going to throw it up there. Good.
No,
good.
Not this one. It's too
All
big.
Right. All right.
Okay, we'll go ahead and stack these up, and then we'll be off to our next stop.
Great. You imagine the depravity that went on this thing.
I think if you do it the other way, we might go down.
Hey. That one. Yeah, got it.
That's it. Now, maybe at the next stop, maybe we might get a honeymoon special.
Tell me about that.
Honeymooners, they never want to get out of the bed for the first 2 months.
Should we take the mattress and the people with us?
Yeah, just you know, they just might still be there. Yeah, my wife doesn't mind me bringing home a paycheck, but I don't think she wants to bring it home anything else.
Yeah, I don't know what they're paying you, but if you're bringing home bed bugs, it's time to talk about a raise. Well, I had no idea. I had no idea how popular the mattress guy was, but we're at the end of this street here, and this guy's popped out. We went and got his mattress over there. I didn't get his name, though, but he's very grateful. And then we got more people over here who just kind of came running over. They've invited us into their home. Should I really beware of the dog? What kind of dog is it?
Pit bulls.
Pit bulls, good. Oh, I see what you mean. Beware of the dog. Beware of the dog.
The dog, that's it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, why not? Me and you.
It's kind of sobering to think about how many years people will sleep on dead skin and assorted vermin. Maybe the waterbed was a good idea after all.
So were you sleeping on this one before?
Yeah, my first message.
This is your very first mattress?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be kind of sad day. Say goodbye to it. All the stuff that went on here?
10 years.
10 years. I think all your DNA, Sam, that's on here. All collecting. I feel closer to you than ever. What happened here?
Blood.
bloody nose.
The bloody nose?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's nice. Nice floral pattern. There's the box springs. Good.
Are we off?
I'm going to let you drive again.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Coming up, how many mattresses will it hold?
300 plus.
Nearly half a ton of dead skin from
exactly.
Other people. That's a disgusting load.
There you go.
Dead skin is just about the nastiest thing you'll find in an old mattress, except for everything else.
Look at this. This just looks like a crime scene. God.
This one.
And later.
Just pull.
Gangsters have a saying that when you're at war with your rivals, you must go to the mattresses.
There we go.
Here, your rivals are the mattresses.
The workout, man.
This mattress could
absolutely kick your butt. What's the weirdest thing you ever picked up?
I think a pair of alligator shoes, $700 alligators. They were in very good condition.
Pays to look through the garbage, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Place where old mattresses come to die or get reborn. This is it, huh?
This is it. Mattress heaven.
I was going to go more with the purgatory. What's going to happen to them here?
They'll come out with the forklift,
mm-hmm.
and they'll load it into one of these containers and ship them off where they'll be refurbished. The refurbishing is a company over in Oakland.
Now, do we unload this then?
Yes, we do.
And then it's goodbye for me and you.
Yes, like I said, it's fun times over.
I don't even want to talk about it yet. It's too sad to think about. Oh, we'll take our big boy, our big square.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you looking for a new mattress? Oh, here's a great one. Barely used. Bed bugs with no suit. Sleep tight. Barely used. All right.
Okay.
Well, this is it for me now.
Yeah, that's it.
Pleasure.
Hey, good. I tell you. Yeah. Hey, would they officially call us bedfellows for this?
Listen. I've had stranger ones.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for the education.
Okay.
Well, thanks to the magic of TV and a guy named Derek and a forklift, now all our nasty, dirty mattresses are stacked neatly into piles of, what'd you go with, 5, 6 of these things?
5, 6, 7, depends on how high I want to go to.
Mix it up?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't officially say hi, I'm Mike.
Well, I'm Derek.
What's your last name?
McWay.
McWay?
Yes, sir.
Irish.
Black Irish, no.
Hey, man, in this light, who would argue? What is the job exactly?
For me to stack mattresses.
You stack and you load.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha. Which trailer are you going to be loading?
Actually, we're going to do the one on the far right side.
Way over there?
Yeah.
How many mattresses will it hold?
300 plus.
If your average mattress is 30 pounds when you get it, and it picks up 10% extra weight mm-hmm. over 10 years, that's mm-hmm. 3 pounds of dead skin per mattress.
Right.
So we have almost 1,000 pounds, nearly half a ton of dead skin from
exactly.
other people.
Exactly.
That's a disgusting load.
I know it.
All right. You're going to be driving the forklift?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You want to drive?
You think they'd let me?
Sure, you can drive it. Safety first.
Yeah, top 5 anyway.
There you go. Okay, now tilt back. There you go. That's fine. So this is your first time we're loading up the trailer?
With dead skin, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I up high enough?
Yes, you are. Tilt forward. There you go, tilt. Okay, you can stop right there.
Yep.
Who's your putting part?
Yep. All right.
As long as we got enough room to get in.
Uh-oh, how are we going to get in there?
Climb on top.
Sure.
Be careful.
It's my middle name. Yeah, see, plastic. That makes sense.
May have big, but knowing what I do, we just go from the side here.
Yup.
Lay it down. Look, just lay it down like so. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this big one,
right.
We're going to slide it here because it's too big.
This is one of those square ones. It's not a king
right.
or a queen.
No, it's California King.
This is California King?
This is the California King. This is the biggest one they make.
Okay.
Push it up.
Uh-huh. Oh, you slip it right back
slide
in there.
Slide it in.
Oh, that's good.
It's like a puzzle.
It is, like a big old game of Tetris.
Exactly. No, flip it, roll it up.
It's not in.
You don't have to finesse it.
No, common sense.
Got a very specific stink on them, don't they?
Yeah.
That's just
years. It's years of farts. Years of farts just jammed, powered in there. You do this by yourself normally?
Yeah.
So I dropped my coffee too. Frack.
Don't worry about the coffee. You get more. There you go.
Look at this. This just looks like a crime scene. God.
Like so.
And that's how you load a tractor trailer full of mattresses.
Yeah.
Now this gets driven over where?
To Oakland, California.
Well, I'm gonna go over to Oakland, California. See what they do with it there.
Okay.
That was disgusting. Thank you.
I know it.
Just a short drive from San Francisco, and we're at DR3 Recyclers in Oakland, a division of the St. Vincent de Paul Society.
This is Sergio, and he's asked me to wear this mask. Is it okay to take it off when I talk to you?
Yeah, it's okay right now.
Okay, good. Because the air in here is basically, well, I guess there's some oxygen in it, but there's got to be a lot of dead skin floating around.
Somewhat, yeah. It's a lot of dust.
We're calling the dead skin dust now? Is that how we do it?
There's dust, there's like dead skin, there's like a lot of bad chemicals. It comes with the territory.
This is a truck full of...
This is basically what we call our metal scraps from the mattresses that get stripped. The metal part, the wood,
right.
Cotton, I mean, everything, the fabric, it all gets recycled.
Coming up.
Oh, is that like mold?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. That's terrible.
Whoever said that what you don't know can't hurt you?
Years of fluids. Ugh.
Never took apart an old mattress.
Well, that's like black mold on there. Do people know they're sleeping on this stuff? So you've got 1, 2, 3, you got half a dozen trucks here at least.
Yeah.
How many are we going to unload?
We'll start with this one first.
Okay, your forklift, or we just drag them? I see your guys just walking out with them there. Like.
Yeah, well, these are really kind of damped. It's been raining lately.
Oh,
so
good.
When they get damped, they're really, really heavy, and it's much easier with the forklift.
Oh, what, however you think it's best.
Yeah. And just right up against the wall. Right about here. Cool. What we'll do is we'll get a mattress, and we'll just throw it right on. Flip it. That out.
Yeah.
All set. Now, the thing about the tables is they spin, so you don't have to, like, actually go around, cutting it. You can just kind of get the blade, just go right here, and then if you want, just... And there you go. Now, what we do is we take the entire fabric, just pull. There you go.
Oh, is that like mold?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. That's terrible.
Here we go. Now, this one, same thing, just...
So, okay. Does this all get reused for something?
This one doesn't because this one's like really moldy.
Yeah, it is.
So it's not going to be able to be reused.
Well, that's like black mold on there.
Yeah.
That's bad stuff.
So the stuff that we can't use, we just throw right in this one.
Hold on, man. I mean, do people know they're sleeping on this stuff?
The thing is that it's been raining lately, so it just kind of, like the mold kind of builds up pretty bad.
All right.
Pull this off, too. This hole's just going to be garbage right here. I can't recycle that part.
This is garbage.
Mm-hmm. Once this is off, this is the part that you're going to need a little elbow grease because it's all the tacks. There you go. So these, they'll get dumped right there with that other stack.
Okay. And it's okay to leave this bit on?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen... is that the guys, they'll come with the forklift, pick these up.
Right.
And take them to that section over there where the shredder will take off all the springs.
Right.
And then it'll separate the springs and the wood, and we have a section with just wood.
Where do the springs go?
To a scrap metal place, yeah.
And what's the wood used for?
The wood, it goes also to a recycling wood place.
And what about all that stuff?
This is the good stuff, the stuff that's not molded, not wet. These will go to another section of the warehouse where the guys, they'll put them all into a baler machine and they'll make a huge bale. They'll be picked up from another recycling facility and they'll go ahead and reuse them again. They could make mattresses, sofas, pillows, mm-hmm. anything like that. They could go ahead and reuse it.
All right. So we got to do all these?
Yeah.
Is that a hair? Yeah.
This one's going to be heavy.
Yep. Look at that, all the years of fluids. Ugh.
Every day, DR3 recycles 800 pounds of foam, 3,700 pounds of steel, and 1,800 pounds of cotton.
Oh! What the heck happened here?
Was that inside?
Just sitting here.
We do get some pretty odd stuff sometimes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. One of the guys actually told me that they found a snake in.
Alive?
It was dead, but it wasn't like...
rotted. It was a fresh snake.
Yeah, you could tell it was a fresh snake.
How many can you do in a day?
At least 50 a day.
The recycling impact from DR3 is huge, saving about 2,000 cubic feet of landfill space every day.
Still got some snap in them. Oh, yeah, you could break your whole head open on this thing. Safety third. It'll work out, man. This mattress could absolutely kick your butt. Soaking wet.
There we go.
That's right. That's how I roll.
This is Hernan. This is a true pro right here.
I watch and learn. How many of these you guys would you say you do a day? 50?
These guys do at least 50 a day.
I've just done like 2.5. I wouldn't want to do 50. Or 3. Sergio.
Yes.
This is goodbye.
Okay.
I get it. Thanks.
No problem.
Sleep tight.
I will.
The bottom line is it all gets used. The steel is high grade. That winds up usually in the auto industry. The wood is low grade. That's used for something called hogged fuel, which is a very cheap form of energy. The foam typically winds up in the backing of carpets. The cotton is a very low grade cotton. In fact, you can almost see little cotton seeds in it, and it'll hold a flame. If you melt it into some paraffin, like from a used candle, for instance, you can actually make these eco fire starters. The most typical beds that come out of this place are beds for your doggy. That's made with everything here. It's hypoallergenic. It's all clean. I don't know what in the world happens to all the dead skin, but it's gone. And so am I. I'm going to say this once, discovery.com/dirty jobs. I lied. discovery.com/dirty jobs. We're now accepting your ideas for our next dirty job.
I tell you, it's weird when you fart in these suits, man. I'm flying right up the back of your neck.
Hear you like that.
It's like a
safety
thing.
Like,
wow,
that's pretty good.
That was good.
Like that, see?
Whoa.
Good. All right.
You guys could just form a nice long line and start kissing my ass.
You don't think we're going to use what's going on right here?
No.
You don't think we're going to use you burping on camera right now?
Come on.
Honestly.
You can stop that.
You don't think we're going to use you stop that and that whiny tone you just did?